What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here, with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. It's time for a bold statement of community radio solidarity and giving to WERU says it loud and clear. Let's assert WERU's financial independence from political uncertainties and agendas. Whether you donate for the first time today or the 100th time, however much you can give, it's important for the community to do this together. Call the WERU station right now at 207-469-6600 or give online at weru.org. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The Adelaide Pearson Arts Festival at the Blue Hill Public Library is happening today. Today, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. In honor of the library's benefactor, the festival features local artists like Mark Bell, presenting work with live demonstrations and displays, opportunities to try different art forms. Be brave, my dear listeners! And there's fun activities for kids of all ages. You can see more details at bhpl.net, bluehillpubliclibrary.net. That's happening today until 2 p.m. Tomorrow, Haystack's Center for Community Programs is hosting an opening reception, Mary Howe, Constructions That Tell Stories. The exhibit honors the late book artist and printmaker, Mary Howe, and will be up through August 24th. But the opening is tomorrow, 2 to 5 p.m., at the Deer Isle Community Center, not the campus. No driving all the way to Sunshine. Haystack's Center for Community Programs is in Deer Isle proper. On Monday, head back to Deer Isle to hear from Anna Carisi, an award-winning author who grew up on Deer Isle. The local library has a lawn series. This event, Writing and the Creative Process, takes place Monday, 5 to 6 p.m. Annika has written more than a dozen books for kids and teens, and her latest, Wishing Season, is set on the island. It's rain or shine, on the lawn, or in the library. At noon on Wednesday the 13th, head to Stonington for the next of their Seaside series. You gotta love two very small libraries on one very small island giving us such amazing programming. Lewis Robinson will read from his novel, The Islanders, that was published by Islandport Press. There'll be a conversation and a book signing. What's the book about? Shaken by problems at home, confused by the motives of a new love, and reeling from a public meltdown, high school hockey star Walt McNamara joins an exclusive new leadership program controlled by the ultra-wealthy summer residents of Whaleback Island, a granite and spruce oasis off the coast of Maine. But this is no paradise. Secrets lurk in its murky waters. Lewis Robinson's writing has appeared in Sports Illustrated, the New York Times Book Review, and on the National Public Radio program Selected Shorts. This event happens in Small Cove Park on Atlantic Avenue. The rain venue for all the Seaside Series programs is Stonington Public Library. Sarah Mathewson is coming home to Mount Desert Island, stitching together her past and present with Memory Flies Home at the Wendell Gilley Museum, the first museum exhibition of her textile art. Memory Flies Home will be at the Gilley from August 12th through November 1st, but on Wednesday, August 13th, there's an artist reception from 5:30 to 7. There's no charge to attend, but reservations are requested. You can do that at wendellgilleymuseum.org. Mathewson, the daughter of multimedia artist Carol Schutt and ceramic artist Rocky Mann, was born and raised in Bar Harbor, among, as she described it, deep red blueberry barrens, granite cliff beaches, and pine-draped mountains. Now she lives in England with her spouse and two children, but you can go meet her on Wednesday, August 13th at the Wendell Gilley Museum. As part of the Down East Art and Antique Show, the 13th to the 16th, you can listen in on a conversation between Rita Koenig, renowned London-based designer and writer, and Gil Schaefer, award-winning architect and leading expert on contemporary classical architecture. This is happening Friday, 11:30. It's part of the Arts and Antique Show. You can get all the details about the weekend at the George Stevens Academy website, because the event is held at the George Stevens Academy campus. A sound and sculpture installation created by Island Soundscape Project and supported by Maine Coast Heritage Trust is open daily 8 to 8. This is at the Sedgwick First Baptist Church on High Street. Go see this. See it before it closes on August 15th. That's the Sedgwick First Baptist Church on High Street in Sedgwick. Just like I want to make sure you get that address right, also double check the time and the place. We hate it when the word on Main Street is a four-letter one. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street.